The readings are beginning to move us in a direction in the Mass of the increasing conflict around the Lord Jesus and what will ultimately become of this conflict, namely Holy Week, that more and more the authorities are moving against Jesus and people are plotting to kill him. And next week we'll see in the readings a long series of readings from John 8 where there's just conflict between the Lord and the Jewish authorities. The first reading today from the Book of Wisdom is basically describing what befalls many, if not, or most, if not all prophets. And that is persecution. You know, if you want to be a prophet in the world today, you're going to get it with both barrels at some point. And a lot of people just aren't willing to make that decision. They want to be liked. They want to fit in. They want their life to be comfortable. And it doesn't follow that every one of us, especially in a culture like ours where there's a lot of religious freedom, it doesn't follow that every one of us will be arrested and thrown into jail and killed. But even just the regular persecution that we get from family members, if we speak to a family member about the fact that they're not going to church or the fact that they're all shacked up or the fact that they have something going on in their life that needs to change, particularly a son or a daughter or someone that we're worried about, you and I know that if we talk like that, they're going to let us have it with both barrels. Even if it's just the rolling of the eyes and the lifting of the eyelids and the sighs and that, just, oh, be quiet, stop talking about that. The pressure to simply not mention things that are uncomfortable. And yet as a prophet in God's world, very often we do have to speak the truth to one another in love. And again, we cannot expect to do that and to be without persecution. It's just expected. And we simply have to accept it. And an awful lot of Christians simply aren't willing to accept that. And so what we do is we buy peace, which is really a false peace, by not speaking. The world says, you be quiet, and I won't persecute you. Speak up, and I'll let you have it with both barrels. Now, the Lord has simply told us this. It's not something that we should be surprised about. It's not a sign that we have failed. If we get persecuted, it's simply what we should expect. And again, I only mention this to you today because, again, we've just got to get sober about this and appreciate that that's part of our lot in life. Our share in the cross of Jesus Christ. And too many Christians just kind of want the best of both worlds. They want to be accepted and liked and have the world be a nice, cozy place. And yet they want to live as a citizen of another land called heaven and be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And it doesn't work that way. If we're really, truly a disciple of Jesus Christ, we're going to experience some persecution. We're going to experience some hostility and alienation because this is not our world. If you were of the world, says Jesus, the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I've called you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. And brothers and sisters, if we don't experience some hatred from the world, we might want to ask ourselves, why not? Are we suppressing the truth? Are we just becoming worldly ourselves? Woe to you, the Lord says, woe to you when everyone speaks well of you. For their fathers treated the false prophets in this way. So again, we just have to be sober about the fact that we're going to be persecuted. It's not a sign of failure. It's actually a sign of success. Now, I want to just point out a couple lines here and then I'm done. plotting here to destroy the prophet. This is very similar to a passage from Jeremiah. And it says here, these were their thoughts, namely to persecute and destroy the prophet. But they erred, for their wickedness blinded them. Many people today are simply blinded by their wickedness. They shake their fist at God, they shake their fist at the church, they shake their fist at biblical teaching, calling it all kinds of names, intolerant and everything. But their wickedness blinded them. And again, not to be harsh or critical of people, but just to be sober, that wickedness blinds people to the truth. And therefore, if you're accustomed to the darkness and the lights come on suddenly, we curse the light. Turn that light off! Because we're accustomed to the darkness. And again, without being harsh or judgmental, but just sober, this is very frequently the reaction of the world when the church suggests, for example, that contraception is wrong, or abortion is wrong, or the church suggests that the homosexual activity is wrong, or that sexual relations before marriage is wrong, or that we ought to be more forgiving and less violent, and the world just goes crazy. As though someone in a dark room suddenly had the lights turned on and people cursed the light. So again, their wickedness blinded them. And they knew not the hidden counsels of God. And they did not count on the recompense of holiness, nor discern the innocent soul's reward. In other words, brothers and sisters, there is a day of judgment, and many people simply refuse to look at it. But we will all face judgment. And those who have followed the ways of the Lord will go to a great and glorious reward. And those who have not will go to hell. And so again, this is just the way things are. And just to keep it simple and keep it plain, we're in a world that is hostile to our faith. There are many good and wonderful people in the world. It's not a blanket condemnation. But we're in a world that is fundamentally hostile to our faith. And we ought to accept the fact that persecution and hatred and so on will be our lot. And I will say this. I am glad to be a member of a church that is so hated and vilified in the world today. Now, there's some things that we've done or allowed to happen which we had every reason to be scorned for. The terrible sexual abuse scandal that came up in recent years and had been going on. We ought to be hated and persecuted for that. When we do something wrong, we deserve punishment. And there was a lack of leadership at some levels in that. The main hatred of the world is not about that. The main hatred of the world is because we speak the truth. And I am very, very proud to be a member of one of the most hated and vilified churches on the planet, the Roman Catholic Church, because we stand for something. We speak the truth. Hopefully we always speak it in love, but we speak the truth. In the world that is blinded by its wickedness and does not understand the counsels of God will be very angry when we speak the truth. But we ought to expect it, and the Lord promised it. Amen. Let's stand and pray.